Anytime anyone suggests removing even a single parking space from Ketchikan's downtown, there's going to be opposition. And this time is no exception. The Performing Arts Center Committee plans to renovate the old Fireside Building on Main Street into a community theater space. That historic building was built on a fairly steep hill and before federal ADA guidelines, so access for people who use wheelchairs or with limited mobility is rather limited. To address that, developers have come up with a plan to redesign the main entrance, aligning it with the small Macaw public parking lot and adding a designated handicap parking space.
We believe and are convinced in talking to architects that we can accomplish quality access with the elimination of no more than one parking space.
That's Keith Smith, the project manager for the Performing Arts Center. He added that the motion in front of the City Council merely allows city management to explore the idea with the PAC, and any agreement would have to come back to the council for approval. Other speakers talked about the need for quality access to the building. Pat Chapman, whose granddaughter Jessie uses a wheelchair, says that steep part of Main Street is not good for people with disabilities. Chapman recalled a time when she, Jessie, and the wheelchair almost rolled into Dock Street when they were trying to visit the First City Players office, which is in the Fireside Building.
I luckily took and pushed her chair into the wall and managed to back it down so I could get her into the First City Players building down there.
In all, six people spoke in favor of moving forward with the Performing Arts Center request. Mike Ellardine of Coastal Real Estate, though, strongly opposes the proposal because it will take away parking space used by his customers.
We're not opposed to ADA access to the building. We're just opposed to using the ADA access veil, as it seems, to take public parking that is at a premium in downtown Ketchikan.
Ellardine also read a letter from Ed Zastro of the local Pioneers of Alaska Igloo, which owns a building next to the Performing Arts Center. Zastro writes that he's opposed to the loss of any public parking spaces near the Pioneers building. Zastro also writes that access to the PAC was provided through the Pioneers' unpaved lot in between its building and the PAC, but the PAC decided to end that contract. During council discussion of the issue, Deanne Carlson reminded the council that the motion would just let the city talk about it to see if a solution could be found. She introduced the motion to allow negotiations, and it passed 5-2, with council members Judy Zenke and Bob Sievertson voting no. In other business, the council decided to not include details about potential rate hikes into bond propositions that will be up for voter approval in the fall. Council members were concerned that including the rate hikes on the ballot would scare voters into not approving the bonds, which the city hopes to use for a state matching grant program. That would pay for 70% of the costs. Here's Councilmember Marty West asking whether the matching grant information could also be included on the ballot.
If we don't approve these bonds, if we do try to go it alone, that the cost will be, exponentially more. I don't know how much you could put on a ballot to get all that information on there, but I really do have concerns that it just makes it puts the thing, your water rates are going to go up. Well, your water rates are really going to go up if we don't do it.
City Manager Carl Amelon didn't think it would work well to add all that information to the ballot. He says he doesn't recommend including the rate increases on the ballot either.
In my professional opinion, leaving the language as it's been drafted on the increases, you're tying one hand behind our backs before we even get started.
Amelon says that an informational campaign before the election would provide the details voters need to make a decision. The bonds would provide up to $10 million for water and wastewater pipe replacements. City officials say the existing pipes are old and falling apart. If the entire $10 million in bonds is spent, wastewater rates could rise by 14% and water rates could go up by 11%. The council voted 5-2 to not add the rate increase language to the ballot proposition, with council members Dick Coos and Matt Olson dissenting. Amelon says he'll bring back a plan for getting information to the public. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.